Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Nazir, and we are up to parak Dalet Mishnah Beis. So again, we're talking about nedarim that relate to a neder nazirus that relates to a husband and a wife. Hareini nazir va'at. If a man says to his wife, I'm going to be a nazir, how about you? Va'amra amen. And she says, amen, because she wants to be just like him. She wants to be a nazira. So mefer shalav v'shalokayim. He can still be mefer her nazirus, and his nazirus will still be in place, meaning we don't view the fact that he asked her if she wanted to be a nazir as a kiyum of her neder, just as providing her the option, and then he still could be mefer. Hareini nazira viata. What if the woman was the first to accept nazirus, and then she says, and what about you? Va'amar amen, and he says amen, because he wants to be like her and become a nazir, ein yachalafer, then he's not allowed to cancel her neder nazirus, because he linked his neder to her neder, so he already approved her neder, he was ready to mekayim her neder by linking his to hers, and therefore he can no longer be mefir. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, what happens if a woman violates a nazirus, a neder nazirus that her husband had already cancelled without her realizing that her husband had cancelled it? Meaning she thinks she's doing an avera, but she's not really, because the husband had already cancelled the neder nazirus. A woman took a neder nazirus and she drank wine and she made herself tamei from a dead body before her husband ever was mefir the nazirus. So then there's no question. She gets Malkus, because that's what you get when you do Isurim Daraisa, even if later on he was Mefir the Neder, because that only works Mikan Lahaba. It's not going to work Lemafreya. Hefer Labaila Vihilo Yada, Shefer Labaila. But what if the husband was Mefir the Neder and she didn't know that the husband was Mefir? And she was just, drinking wine and becoming Tamil Lemesim, thinking that she's in violation of her Nazirus, but in reality, her Nazirus doesn't exist anymore, then she does not get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even though she does not get Malkus, Tispog Makas Mardus, maybe not Malkus Midaraisa, but she should get Makas Mardus, because at least she thinks she's violating a halacha. So even for Machsheva Sachet, a person should get punished, even though what they're actually doing is not a chait. Right? There's even a chiddush in Tosfos and Kiddushin that there could even be lifnei iver on machshavas chait. That if somebody is doing something that they think is usher, even though the reality is that it's not usher for them, but they think it's usher, and I caused them to do that, I violate lifnei iver on machshavas chait. Right? That's what Tosfos says in Kiddushin, the case of a guy who causes his son to hit him, even though he's been mochel in advance. So even though he's been mochel in advance, the son doesn't know he was mochel, and the Gemara says that the father's in violation of lifnei iver for that. So anyway, let's review what we learned today. In Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis, we said if a guy says, I'll be a nazir, what about you, honey? And she says, yeah, me too. So he could still be made for her neder nazirus, and his neder nazirus will still be binding. But if she starts and says, I'll be a nazir, and what about you, honey? And he says, yeah, me too, then he's not allowed to be made for, because he was ready mekayim her neder nazirus. Then in Mishnah Gimel we said if a woman took a neder nazirus and she was drinking wine and becoming tamei lemesim, so of course she's going to get malchus. If the husband was made for her neder nazirus and she had no idea that he was made for the neder nazirus and she was drinking wine and becoming tamei lemesim, she doesn't get malchus daraisa. But Rabbi Yehuda says, granted, maybe not malchus daraisa, but she should at least get malchus mardus for doing what she thinks is a violation of the nazirus. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet.